A Seattle City Council committee has signed off on a ban against so-called gay conversion therapy for minors. KUOW's Paige Browning has more.
Counselors who offer conversion therapy aim to change a person's sexual orientation or gender identity. City Councilmember Lorena Gonzalez says it's not effective and that LGBT youth deserve support as they're coming out. She has sponsored an ordinance to fine counselors up to $1,000 if they practice conversion therapy with minors. Seattle transgender rights leader Danny Aschini is commending the measure. Aschini says she went through conversion therapy.
These harmful and discredited and unscientific practices damage the mental health and well-being of young people to feel affirmed, safe, and connected to medical and mental health care providers who they should be able to rely upon.
She says LGBT youth not supported by family are at higher risk of running away or attempting suicide. But not everyone thinks conversion therapy should be banned. Mental health counselor Alex Merrick told the council conversion therapy is not torture like it's sometimes described.
We're talking about a willing participant and a willing clinician.
A council committee has approved Gonzalez's measure to ban conversion therapy, and the full council is expected to take it up on Monday. A similar statewide effort failed last year, but a handful of places already prohibit it, including California, Oregon, and Cincinnati. I'm Paige Browning, KUOW News.